Welcome back to Ponderosa Ponderers. As always, it's Rockwell Peterson.
And Isaac Wilhelmy.
Joining us in the studio today, we have...
Therese.
One at a time, guys.
I'm Miranda.
Samantha.
Therese.
Awesome. So these are some friends of ours. One of them is Isaac's sister, and the other one's Isaac's girlfriend.
Yep.
So they're here to talk with us about dating and get... basically the female's perspective on the first episode that we ever did on this channel.
Yeah.
You know, kind of double back and cover it again. So, let's get started. Okay, guys. So, we're going to toss it to the guests first. Any opening statements on the idea of dating, especially in society and the differences between men and women on that?
That's a very interesting way to put it. So, I feel like dating for women is very different than dating for men because I have a quiet voice. That is not actually the reason. But, like, growing up, we, like, I don't know about you guys, but, like, I feel like men have definitely dominated the, like, dating scene. And in a way where it's a, like, men are always expected to make the first move, obviously. That's just kind of how we were raised. But at the same time, there's this, like, undercurrent of, like, feminism, like, growing as to where, like...
What do you mean by that?
Like, it's no longer as expected for the men to make the first move.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so like a societal shift is what you're referring to, not an undercurrent of feminism.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
Cool.
Anything else?
I would agree with Therese a little bit. I think that it has changed. Oh my gosh. I have a quiet voice as well. Okay, so it has changed, I think... The one thing that I've noticed real fast is that women, we do have a lot of expectations, and the men don't. And I talk to guy friends, and they're like, yeah, I don't really have any expectations. And I'm like, what do you mean? And so I think that's kind of sad, honestly.
Yeah, that could also bounce back on what Rocky and I stated in our first podcast on how we're never really
taught what to look for.
Yeah, what to look for.
Do you want to define what you mean by expectations in this context?
I would define expectations as, like, things you can't, like, not have. So, like, for me, for example, one of, like, my expectations or standards, I guess is another way to say it, was, like, I don't want him to be addicted to alcohol. Because I don't want to have that in my life. I don't want my kids to see that, like, growing up. So that was kind of, like, my one of my hardcore, like, I cannot have that at all. So when I think of, like, expectations or standards, that's kind of what I think of, if that makes sense.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I just wanted to define that, if it was like expectations as in the guy pays first or expectations as in qualities that you look for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely,
okay.
Like, personality qualities and, like...
Yeah.
Habits.
Yeah. I mean, guys have those, but it's just a lot more lenient than females because we have to kind of figure out what we want. Because we're not really, like... This is what you should look for.
But yeah.
I guess I feel like women are also like defined in expectations as far as their parents try to influence what they think, as far as you need to date somebody who's nice, somebody who cares for you, somebody who's loving. So like basically generally everything that you should be looking forward in a person. But I think it also kind of plays into how your family thinks of a guy and like how you think your family thinks of a guy, just because it all kind of intertwines.
That is so true.
Yeah, yes.
Absolutely true.
Because your family wants to like be interested in who you're interested in, and like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, that's interesting, because as a guy, I legitimately could not care less what my parents think about the girl that I'm dating.
But see, girls have, like, their parents have different expectations for them.
Yeah, that is true.
And they're also, like, judged more because you don't want your... Okay, say you're a dad. You don't want your daughter dating somebody who's, like, bad or, like...
T-Dizzle, yeah. Newest rapper.
No, I would hate my daughter dating like one of those guys. Yeah, so I get that. I get that. But my son, it's like, you should be a man and figure out what is
just
good for you.
Yeah, just don't get a girl pregnant before you can take care of it. And have fun, kid. Like,
really horrible. That's an interesting way to look at it.
That was about the dating advice that I got. Like,
oh my god.
Don't get a girl pregnant.
Yeah, but pretty much. I mean, my mom came up to me after she heard the first episode and she's like, no one gave you dating advice. And I'm like, she looks at me and she's like, look for a nice girl, make sure she's smart. Like, I was like, yes, mom. Sure. Yes.
Sure. But on the topic of dating.
Yeah.
So, like, actually going on a date. What do you look for?
Like a single date or like an exclusive dating
relationship?
Like
first date.
Oh, first date, okay.
Got a little bit of pondering in here.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely not a movie and dinner.
Oh, yeah. That is not a
first date ever. Because you can't actually, like, genuinely talk to a guy if you're watching a movie.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But nothing more than an hour, either.
Yeah.
End it after an hour. It's over.
It's like, I've heard it's best to, like, end the date after an hour, especially if it's going well. Mm-hmm. Then that kind of, like, plants this seed of, like, anticipation and, like, wanting to, like, get to know them more and, like, because if you go too long, then, like, you just get bored of the person. Like, no matter who you are, how well it's going, if you spend more time than, like, I don't know, an hour or so, like, you just get bored. I mean, I do.
So what you're saying is, even, like, mid-conversation,
set a timer, and then just leave. Once it hits an hour, you just be like, I'll see you later.
Just zoom out. Like, don't give her a ride.
Just start crawling away as soon as she looks down at her purse to get your number. Like, you're just out.
No, of course not. Make it natural and not weird, okay?
So I think a better way to put it is don't try to stay within an hour. Just find a good stopping point if the date is going well and don't try to stretch it out too long. Mm.
I think it also depends on how long you've known the person.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you can sit and talk for hours to somebody if you've, like, become friends with them, or if you're just... What's the word I'm looking for?
If you've built that friendship with them and you have, like, that connection. Yeah. You know?
Like, you can spend hours talking on the floor to your girlfriends and face... No joke, I've done this where I sit in, like, in the office where I work and we'll just talk until 3 a.m. and it's like, huh, we should probably... And we're still able to talk the next day. But also, there's a point where you do need to stop and stop talking.
Yeah, I think dinner and a movie could be good if you're more of like an awkward guy and you're not very good at saying things.
Not very good at talking.
Well, obviously it depends on the person that you're taking out on the date. Like, obviously, Therese would hate it if you brought her out to dinner and a movie. But, you know, I do know some girls that like that as a first date. Mm. So it's kind of a person by person basis, and you should get to know the person that you're going to be asking out on a date, and just don't assume that everyone's the same.
Yeah, like on the guy's side, if he's awkward, then it like gets him to open up a little bit more.
Yeah,
and like gets him in that,
gives him something to talk about.
Yeah, gives him that like situation on being with that person and being more comfortable with them for the next time that they go on a date, that they can talk a lot more.
But what's the point of what is the point of dating? It's to get to know the person. And if you don't like have these conversations, how are you getting to know the person?
Well, you do have those conversations. The point of the
movie. In the middle of a movie.
No, after the movie. After the movie. The point of the movie is to give you something to discuss and talk about the person with. You know, because I definitely know some guys that are not good at icebreakers and aren't that interesting, so getting to know them takes about 3 minutes. So it's nice for them to have something mutual to talk about with the girl.
To add
like
to...
Like a movie review.
Kind of. Yeah. I see both of your points well. And because I I see it. But I think, first off, before you go on that date, you should probably be friends. Like, if you can't even hold a conversation, how have you even had a friendship beforehand? How have you even been able to interact beforehand? Yes, a first date is super awkward because you're heading into a different, like, area with this other person. But if you're also friends before the first date, it might make it a little easier. Even if it's a movie, it'll just be more relaxed. But you will be able to have more actual conversation if you are friends first, beforehand.
I think that's another thing that, like, I kind of grew up knowing, like, feeling, like, have, like, with my expectations, I guess, like, finding, like, my significant other is, like, I would be friends with them first for, like, a certain amount of time before we started dating. Which, I don't know if that's the same for you guys.
No, not at all.
Really?
Give us about a week.
Really?
Yeah, no, yeah. I don't care about friendship beforehand. It's just like a... Because dating, it's like... Dating, at least to me, is do I want to marry this person or not? That's what you're trying to find out. Yeah. You should be able to get to know the person regardless. And at least for Isaac and I, we're pretty good at getting to know people pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. So, like, if I actually find myself really interested in a girl, it takes me about a week.
About a week or two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To what, ask her out, or to, like, begin the process of getting to know her? Like, what do you mean?
Oh, no, to ask her out and then start dating.
How many dates would you go on before you actually ask them in a relationship?
To be, like, the girlfriend or...
Exclusive.
Let's look here. Depending on how well the first and second date goes, you know, just kind of how good the chemistry is, how well we, you know, get along, and if we have shared interests that could, you know, feasibly create a long-lasting relationship, then, yeah, about one or two, because that's about the track record I've had with my past girlfriends, is one or two good dates, and then I ask them, and I've yet to be told no, so.
So what do you think about guys that, like, just ask girls out that they just met?
That's a really bad idea. Yeah. That is like, don't do that.
What if you, like, met some girl, like, just randomly, just say, like, at a restaurant or, like, at the mall or something?
At a bar.
Or at a bar, yeah, that's, like, the most common one. But say you meet a girl somewhere, and then you never see him again. So, like, you have that opportunity to, like, get to know them, like, ask them out. Like, do you guys just, like...
Well, don't ask them out on a date, ask...
Well, like, for a number or something.
Oh, yeah, no, that's fine to ask for their number, especially in that situation, to be like, hey, you seem pretty cool, I want to get to know you better, do you mind if I have your number so that we can, you know, talk more? I think that's the way to do it, not to be like, hey...
You want
to
go on a date.
You want to go on a date with me sometime? You know?
Yeah. Like, yeah, no.
Because I've definitely known people who have done that. So, yeah. I don't know. I just...
I don't necessarily have a negative opinion of those guys. I've just noticed that they kind of go with an attrition style where they just do that with every girl they meet, and then one of them's going to take them up on it.
Fair enough.
Wow, that makes me feel special.
But yeah, do you guys have any questions for us? Guy's side?
Yeah.
Guy's side?
How many dates did you go on with Miranda before you asked her?
To be my girlfriend?
Oh, that's a good question.
One. It was on our first date.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's so cool.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
But we also knew each other before.
Yeah.
Like, he asked me out.
Helps.
It helps a lot.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I don't get the whole, like you said, asking for a girl's number. If a guy asked for my number personally, I'd be like, no. So, like, I'd be a little sketched out.
Well, it shouldn't be the first thing you say, but if you have a good conversation and you're like, hey, I'd like to get to know you better.
Maybe if it was posed in that way versus just a random person, like, can I just have your number? I'd be like,
At the same time, it's kind of like,
sketchy.
Sexually saturated, if that makes sense, is like you also hear like all these pickup lines like, I'd like to get to know you better, you know? Like, it's hard to
that was a very northern accent that just came out. Don't you know you get to know the number, right?
I was just gonna point that out. comes out sometimes. I'm so sorry.
Don't be sorry.
But no, it's how you say it and who you are.
Yeah.
So I can only speak for guys like Isaac and I. You know what I mean? Because we don't come off as creepy or like sexually charged by just saying, hey, yeah, I'd like to get to know you better. Yeah. Mind if I have your number?
But you're not the only guys in the world, and it's so hard.
Well, that's what I'm saying, is we're saying it from our perspective. We can only speak from our perspective, because like I opened
that's
with.
All we've had.
Yeah.
That's all we
have,
from our perspective.
Yeah.
I don't have other guys' perspective.
I can't talk about, you know, guys like, I won't say their name, but some guys that we know.
I'm sad.
Yeah.
Okay. But anyway, I have a question. So, like, when a guy asks you for a number, does that, like, do you get the thought of, like, kind of tying that with,
like,
they're date?
Into you?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I do anyways, but it's just because, like, I've had a lot of experiences.
Mm.
So, like, whenever I meet a guy, my initial thought is, like, hey, yeah, I want to be friends with you, you know? Like, I've had a bunch of coworkers that I've just gone to hang out with and whatever else, and usually it's only, like, a group setting. But, like, if a guy asks for my number, it's different than asking for my social media.
Mm. I can't even explain how, yeah.
So if somebody asks for, like, my Snapchat or, like, my Instagram, Facebook, whatever, I'm like, okay, yeah, like, sure, why not, you know? But, I mean, it's completely different if you were to ask for my number. Then I'd get more of the vibe that, like, oh, hey, like, I'm into you, you know what I mean?
I agree. I was just about to ask that. Is it,
yeah,
if it was better to ask for the number or the social media? And then would you prefer it Snapchat or Instagram?
Definitely Snapchat. Like, I have most of my conversations, like, you know this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we have most of our conversations on Snapchat, Isaac and I do. But as far as, like, everyone else, I kind of, like, get the same vibe. But as far as, like, my friends go, like, all of my friends talk on Snapchat. It's just, like, the general...
Yeah,
it's the new texting.
Yeah.
Basically.
Old-fashioned people.
I was like, I can't say the same because I no longer have Snapchat. I use Instagram sometimes, and I'm a horrible texter. Like, it takes me, like, 3 days to respond to you. But that's just how I am personally. And then going back, like, I can't necessarily relate if somebody asks me for my number. Like, I am such, like, not necessarily a thick skulled person, but you have to be so blunt with me. Like, you have to, like, say it to my face, like, hey, I'm interested in you, I want to go on a date, like, can I have your number? Other than that, like, if they don't say that, then, like, I'm just like, oh, they want to be friends, and that's
gotcha. That's fair. We're going to go to a quick ad break, and we'll pick this up again when we get back. Okay. So, anyways, as we were discussing, the difference between guys and girls societally, I feel like both sides agree on the fact that what guys are taught to look for in women versus what girls are taught to look for in men is very different.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And the caliber of things that we're taught to look for.
Hmm. Yeah. I got a funny little question.
Yeah.
What do you guys, or what do you ladies think of pickup lines?
Oh, this will be entertaining.
It depends on how, like, humorous both people are. Because if you're, like, meaning it sarcastically or, like, to be funny, like, I think it's, like, good if you're with the right person. But if you're, like, being completely serious about a pickup line, like, trying to get a girl, then I think it's, like, it's...
never gonna work.
Basically.
I would, yeah, I agree wholeheartedly with that. Like, yeah. If you're seriously trying to pick up a girl, that's, like, I find that offensive.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, seeming, like, it's shallow. It seems shallow. But if you're, it's just more, like, ironic and, like, just for a joke, then...
You're really going northern right now.
It happens when I get in intense conversations and when I'm nervous and when I've had a drink or two.
Yeah, that A&W is really hitting you hard.
Root beer.
Oh, Jesus.
No, just kidding. I'm sober. It's fine. Hi, Mom.
Yeah, as far as pickup lines go from the guy's perspective, I only use them jokingly when I'm actually dating the girl, and then I'll just, like, randomly text her a pickup line as a joke.
Yeah, that's entirely different. That's,
yeah, like that. That's just
that,
like
that would be good. That's but when a you're good like, thing.
That's first actually a cute girl thing to do if you're yeah already with the girl. But if you, yeah, if a guy did that to me now, I'd be like, encounter, you're not even serious right now. Why are you telling me this?
Yeah,
it
basically
just threw me off.
Although, what? So I had a coworker the other day. He, what did he say? Oh, he used the pickup line. If you were a dinosaur, you'd be a Gorgosaurus. And like, the girl gave him her number.
No.
Yeah. Oh. Okay.
That's called two desperate people who don't have any other choices. Gorgosaurus?
Were you there?
Gorgosaurus. No. And then like, it was like really cute though. So I also think it depends on the kind of pickup line, because like some of them are like very sexual, while others are just like genuinely like open. You know?
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
That's something to say.
Jesus. Yeah, no.
Also, dad jokes. Oh my gosh. Okay, oh, they can be.
Love dad jokes.
They
I love
can
dad jokes.
Be okay, but please use them sparingly.
Best way to get a girl: just puns all the time. Just annoy her to death with puns.
Dad
you
jokes.
You will be the pun guy, and no girl will like you.
I'm saying you're gonna be single.
But it will work every time.
Oh god. Humor is definitely a quality to look for in a man.
Mm. Yeah. Same within a woman.
Yeah. It's very heavily, like, you need that.
Yeah.
Otherwise your life's gonna be boring.
Yeah.
Not only boring, but you're just, like, you're gonna say something, and if they take it the wrong way, it's just not gonna...
Yeah.
It's just not gonna go well. God.
So, what are some qualities that you guys, or you ladies look for in guys?
One word. Hallmark.
What? Like a Hallmark movie?
Oh, like you're looking like for a Hallmark movie?
Like a Hallmark movie.
Like
the dad bod 30-year-old guy that can't act and barely says anything, but through plot convenience, like, gets the girl.
Maybe I like older men, okay?
Well, no, that's not the issue. I'm talking about the complete lack of social skills. She
that's
wants
like,
a pet
okay
rock.
Rock.
All right, explain yourself. You can go.
That's kind of what I was like.
All joking aside.
Yeah.
It, like, that's where, like, my standard, like, was kind of thing. Like, I always expected to have, like, this Hallmark guy growing up, but, like, also...
Didn't happen.
In the real world, they're really... Yeah.
Where am I going?
I don't know, man.
You realize that the guys in those movies are typically the bad guys if you look at it objectively, like breaking up the relationship, ruining a wedding, and then stealing the girl. Like,
how many Hallmark movies have you seen?
Yeah.
I haven't. I like movie reviews.
Okay.
That's true.
You know, the thing
but
is,
it depends on perspective, too.
True. Mm.
Tall, dark, and handsome. That's where I was going to. Yeah.
That it?
That's you, all that you could have summed up with one phrase? One word,
handsome.
Hallmark, instead of one phrase, tall, dark, and handsome. Like, that would have been, saved you so much grief, Therese.
There is something to Hallmark guys, though. Like,
I think it's too cheesy.
It is cheesy.
So cheesy.
I hate it. Maybe it's just, like, the security of it, in a way that it offers. I can't really explain it, but it's like a secure...
It's like,
it's
yeah,
a security somehow. I can't even
no
explain
matter
it.
What Hallmark movie you're watching, they always end up together.
Yeah, because they're all the same movie with different people.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's the desire of the heart. Like, that speaks to the desire of our heart.
You just want to love and be loved.
Notebook.
But
well,
everybody wants a happy ending. All like
right. So you describe, like, physical attributes. Are there any, like, characteristic?
Like, personality.
Yeah.
Definitely, like... Okay, why am I doing all the talking?
Because
you talk!
You're
everyone else from talking.
We're gonna go down the line. You started
you're
it,
good,
so we're going
good
down the line.
No worries.
So, more personality traits. Preferably, like, has a sense of humor. I can have a conversation with about, like, anything.
Philosophy.
philosophical. Philosophical conversations, artistic, conceptual conversations, just like someone I could talk to for hours and like would understand me, because sometimes, most of the times, all the times, nobody understands me because I almost don't understand me. But like,
what happened to the now your jersey? Like,
where is it?
I don't know where I'm.
Nobody from. Understands me.
That's what I'm saying.
Just did that. That was
funny. Oh Lord, help us.
This is good. This is good.
Oh no, it's amazing. It's amazing. Anything else? This is why we need to have more females on the show.
This is what happens when you get women in your studio.
Perfect man would preferably not smoke, not drink, and
driving the papers down.
Not what I was looking for.
Looking for your wife or something.
Would share the same like values. Would like
family values,
moral values. And I feel like a lot of these things Sam is just going to reiterate. So, I definitely have a list, but I can't remember it.
Mm.
Fair.
Sam?
Yeah. Oh, boy. So, I grew up making lists, like, in high school. We'd have a prayer group at our church, and we would just write down the qualities we wanted and blah, blah, blah. And I just kind of stopped having expectations for a while. And not even kidding, like, I just didn't really care. And, yeah, you just kind of quit. You're like, whatever, I got things to do. And then a friend of mine and I, we sat down probably a month ago, and we were like, we have got to set standards, because we were caving in and not having expectations, which is not really healthy. And so we sat down together over Zoom, obviously, because of this virus. And we sat down and we made this list. And oh my gosh, I cringed when I made this list. I cringed because first off, I was like, this guy doesn't even exist. Like, there's no way he exists. And second off, I was like, I am not the woman who deserves this man. And so it challenged me in a way to like become the woman who I want to be first. And then maybe I'll meet the one who I want to be with. But first I need to become the woman I want to be. I'm not going to go into all the qualities because Therese did that very well. But that was like my experience, my most recent experience, I guess, with like sitting down and thinking about what do I want in a man. It was hard because it made me like look at myself and be like, I need to become who I want to be in order to attract the man of my dreams. Actually, that's a Sarah Swafford quote, so I'm technically copywriting right now, or plagiarizing. So that's all Sarah Swafford right there. But yeah, that was...
I wouldn't have known if you wouldn't have called yourself out, so well done.
That's awesome.
Miranda?
I like people who are loyal, people who... I'm able to trust somebody who has a sense of humor and like can like build my spirit up or like lift my spirit up, because sometimes I'm too hard on myself, but to know that somebody's there to bring you back up is a really good feeling. Somebody who's proud of you. Also like kind of what Tara says, to have like kind of the same moral values as well as just like what's the other one? Yeah, family values, there you go. I think it's really important, and then to be able to have a conversation with other people, and like, I don't know.
Yeah. No, that's fair. By those metrics, I'm going to be alone forever, because I have yet to meet an onist female, so.
One day,
hopefully. Yeah, I'll just have to go to Denmark or Iceland.
Yeah, you probably won't find her in South Dakota.
It's yeah, no, not at all. Not at all.
It's just too small.
But yeah.
Cool.
So anything else you want to touch upon?
Let's think here. No, that pretty much covers everything. I feel like we agree on a lot of things overall.
Yeah.
As far as the differences between guys and girls in our society. I always think it's good to get both sides on something like this, because you always learn a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because somehow both sides are confusing to the other one.
Like we go like this. Yeah, we miss each other oftentimes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I don't know what you're talking about. I could read a guy like a book.
Sure you could. Okay. Yeah, she you actually, read like a five-year-old.
She does really well, actually. I'll come upstairs, well, when we were roommates, I'd be like, this happened, and she'd be like, Sam, this is what he meant. And I'm like, why didn't he just say that? I'm confused.
Well, I mean, it probably helped growing up with seven brothers.
Yeah.
Six brothers.
We're not telling you about the seven.
Wait, there's seven of you?
Yep.
I mean, technically eight brothers.
Technically, but
yeah, no, it that probably helped you.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
I saw into y'all's world.
Crazy, gross world.
Yep. Pretty much.
Disgusting men.
But it's also fascinating at the same time. Mm-hmm. Just like the differences between like males and females.
Men only want one thing, and it's disgusting: a messy room.
That's all you want.
Pretty much, it's nice.
Nah.
Joking.
No.
Joking.
Isaac
no.
is like,
joking. Isaac is yet to have a room.
Honestly.
He's sleeping on a couch.
I've had a room with another person.
That's fair.
I mean, college.
That's fair. That's fair.
I have had half a room.
Hey, attaboy. You had more than I did. I had a quarter of a room. Oh, God.
Yeah. Anyway.
But yeah, there's nothing else you guys want to touch upon?
Any questions? Shout-outs? Anything?
I'm not going to shout myself out.
I mean...
Well, do it. That's what the whole point of this section is. If you don't do it, we'll look you up and put you in the description.
Yeah.
Guys, if you want to follow Therese, we're going to put her Instagram handle in the description.
Yeah, she has artistic...
Artistic value.
Artistic Instagram. She makes art and a lot of stuff. I mean, I'm explaining it because you didn't shout it out. Do you want to shout it out?
Yes.
The name and everything?
As he just said, I'm an artist at Black Hill State University, and I just, want to do what I love to do for the rest of my life. So if you want to support me in that, please follow my art Instagram at trinityarts.studio, and I have an exciting video coming out in the next few days, so be on the lookout.
Get your mind out of the gutters. Now, if you want to reach us ask any questions, you can find us at Ponderosa_Ponderers on Instagram.
Yep.
We'd love to hear from you. We really appreciate you guys listening to the show. I mean, the feedback has been great, and we'd love to hear more from you guys. We'd love to answer your questions. You can also email us at PonderosaPonderers@gmail.com. Anything else you want to touch upon?
Have a great Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget, keep pondering.